So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Here's Calvin in Washington Heights. Calvin, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, Craig, I have an excellent question that I would love for you to ask the commissioner.
Yeah, go ahead.
The World Baseball Classic is coming up, which I'm super excited. Two of the best, of two favorites teams, basically, Dominican Republic and Japan and the United States.
Yeah.
U.S. has the best pitching. DR has the dream team lineup. He should make the World Baseball Classic final the best out of the three instead of just one game. You know, it'll be great to see, like, Terrence Gubo against Christopher Sanchez game one, and then you see all the superstars and both teams play with the pitching. Obviously, and pitching is great for the USA because they have the best pitching, but the DR has, like, the amazing dream team, and people can just see it for two. It's going to bring a lot of revenue for the MLB this year because Miami tickets already sold out. I'm there March 11th, sold out stadium already in March 11th.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sold out.
I think the WBC is an awesome event, and I've got to be honest with you. Thanks for the call, Cal. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll bring it up with the commission. I'm sure they're very proud of it, and they're going to want to promote it. I get jealous sometimes watching the celebrations and the joy that these other, especially Latin American countries, have, whether it's Colombia, the Dominican, obviously, which got a stacked team, Venezuela, etc. I feel like we're doing, I can't say we're doing something wrong, but the joy that those people get at a baseball game and the drums and the horns and, you know, the gals dancing and every pitch is an event, I'm jealous of that. I don't know why we don't have that same kind of connection and love affair with live baseball.
Yeah.
Because when I watch them, like, if baseball was like that every night, and maybe there's too many games, blah, 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 and, you know, people in Cincinnati are stupid, so they, you know, it'd be whatever, that, you know, the whole thing.
In that skyline chili.
Right, it'd be like that. Who couldn't fall in love with that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you're right, though. It's 162. It's more of a laid-back sport. I don't know if you can muster the enthusiasm to get that.
Again, and
like
this
for
is
a
an
tournament
event,
like this, yeah, you can.
But I feel like even when you see some of this, like, winter ball stuff that happens, and, like, great players like Soto, whomever, and they go back to their home country, and they participate in a handful of games, it seems like every game, whether it's Mexico, Dominican, whatever it is, every game's a party and an event. And I miss that. I'm jealous of that.
I can see that. I'm jealous of it. Japan is like that, too. I don't know if you said Japan, but Japan's like that, too.
Japan, I guess Japan's pretty similar, right?
They absolutely are. So, yeah, we don't have that enthusiasm in baseball.
But you know what's weird
about
it?
I've never been, and I'm not the biggest fan of, you know, but the
You're not a World Baseball Classic guy?
The Savannah Bananas.
Love the Bananas.
I don't know if the crowd is somewhat similar to that. Do they kind of have an atmosphere like that?
Well, you know, yes. They also play a lot of great music throughout the game, and the players, obviously, are interacting like home Globetrotter style, but it is a great event. Mm-hmm. Like, they put on an event. It's awesome. You remember my buddy Cody Decker?
Sure, of course.
He got asked to play for them, and he's not going to, but that's more about, we happen to be playing baseball, but are really putting on a show.
Right.
As opposed to, like, the World Baseball Classic is, the show is baseball.
Right.
Right? And what I'm trying to figure out is, and I have to point the finger at us, and the mirror has to be at us. Why is it that American kids don't grow up with that same passion, right? It's like DNA, right? That kind of love for being at a baseball game that Latin American countries, and I guess Japan does. I wish we had that.
Yeah,
I mean, we're missing out. Fun.
I don't necessarily think it's not the love. I just don't know if we just culturally don't handle it the same.
But here's what's worse: you're a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
And I know Met fans are upset because of the Diaz injury a couple years back.
Well, that's the thing.
And you don't love it either. How could you not love it? I love it. I gotta be honest. I like the World Baseball Classic more than a Yankee game in April.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
It's more fun.
It's but it doesn't mean as much to me personally. It's much like the in-season tournament with the NBA. It's a made-up thing. I get it.
Yeah.
It creates good baseball. The players are interested in it, and it seems like Team USA certainly is trying to go win it this year, and as a lot of guys have committed to it, including Aaron Judge, who turned it down last time. And I'll watch it because I like good baseball.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm not invested. It's not the Olympics. It's a made-up thing.
It's America versus the world.
Yeah, I understand that. In a made-up tournament to help Major League Baseball make money.
But anytime America's on display, yes, you have to watch and root.
Do you not? I don't have to watch. I root.
You're going to watch the World Cup when America plays? You're damn right you are, if you're a good American.
I'm going to watch the World Cup game?
Yeah,
no,
that's right.
I'm probably not.
You're not going to watch World Cup soccer that's on American soil with America playing?
I'll watch like the finals and maybe the semifinals.
Oh, shame on you. Shame on you.
I don't think
you're
I will.
You're a lousy American is what that is.
I don't know why you would go that far, because I'm not rooting for them. I'll root for them.
Yeah.
I'll root for them. I'll hope they win.
Is that right?
And then the second they lose, I go, oh, shucks.
So it's like an inconvenience more than anything.
It's not an inconvenience.
It is.
No.
It's like, them losing is shoot, honey, I got to watch America participate on the global stage.
Nope.
I love it. I can't get enough. We need more of it.
Good.
You're probably not an Olympic guy either. Hate the Olympics. Right? Hate it.
I don't hate it. Disinterested. Yep.
Disinterested?
Yeah, I don't really watch.
So let me ask you a question. When the NBA does, as they're doing this All-Star game, when the NBA finally does my idea of 10 years ago, USA versus the world, no interest?
No, not really.
What?
Why?
Because it's USA
versus
the world.
And I hope USA wins, don't get me wrong.
But you don't care if they lose?
No, not really.
What?
What happens? What happens if they lose?
We get embarrassed.
If you don't care, how can you be embarrassed?
You won't be embarrassed.
There you go.
I'll be
That's
embarrassed
a good rule
for you.
Of life.
Oh, what? That is
don't
so depressing.
Don't care so you
today.
Don't get embarrassed.
It's a good way to live through life. It's like the Al Bundy way to live through life.
Listen, I will watch the game. I will root for America. And I'll probably get into a game or two. But it's not. I'm not going to be invested. Like when the Yankees lose to the Blue Jays, I'm freaking, you can't talk
in
to me
April?
For 3 days. Even in, well,
I'd be
at
more
the
upset
end.
If we lose to the Dominican Republic, a stacked team, people say, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be upset for a couple days.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to be very upset. I am. I'm gonna want a new coach, a new manager.
Yeah.
I want different players. Yeah, it's gonna come a thing for me.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Should win every worldwide event.
Sure.
all the time.
I like that idea, yes. And I will root for that to happen. But if it doesn't,
you won't be bothered by it.
No, probably
can't
not.
Can't be bothered by it.
No. What, are you serious? Like, is that what we should do the next day? Take calls? Mark DeRosa needs to go. He can't be the manager next year of the
that's
baseball?
What we're going to do.
You think so?
Is he the manager?
Yes.
Fire
see,
him.
See, there you go.
That's exactly right.
Andy Pettit's involved. I think
Andy
he's the pitching
Pettit, coach. Mr. Steroid himself. Yes. Yeah. That guy will cheat to win. That's my kind of guy. Yeah.
He was trying to get back on the field.
Sure he was.
He was trying to get back on the field.
You sheep bought that story.
It's true.
Yeah, like I was selling you cotton candy.
He's the one guy it's different about. Everybody else, they're a bunch of cheaters, not my Andy.
I like the fact he's on the coaching staff because if we got to take a couple blue pills, we'll take them pills to win this thing. I like that. He's all about winning. I respect all about winning.
That's all he does.
Clemens, pitching coach?
I don't know.
Barry Bonds, the hitting coach?
I don't know if Bonds is involved. I know DeRosa's
you know
the manager.
You know Fuel Bonds is not involved.
I don't know that.
Right.
I
mean, of course you do.
No, he's been involved. He was the Marlins, right? He was the Marlins hitting coach for a little bit, short term.
He was maybe 7-8 years ago, right?
Yeah, he's gotten involved. I have no idea, but I know Mark DeRosa's the manager. I know Andy's involved. I think he's the pitching coach, but I'm not positive.
Do we
I've been rooting for them.
Do we like Mark DeRosa as the manager?
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like Mark.
You support that?
Yes.
I'm just glad they didn't tell us that it was going to be Joe Torre or something,
right?
You know, because of his age. That would be unfair to him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that.
No, I don't think he does. No. He works for baseball still.
Yep.
Yeah, still very active.
Give him that. Love me some Joe.
Here's Matt in East Isabel, the fan. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Craigie, what's up? C-Mac, what's going
on? What's going on, bud?
Not much. I have 2 points. One on Buc-ee's, just because you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can order the Beaver Nuggets, by the way, and get some for Craigie in the studio. The Beaver Nuggets are tremendous.
Yeah, the Beaver Nuggets are like a...
I assume they're beaver balls?
No,
is that what they are? Like beaver testicles or something?
Well,
not really.
Not yet.
You can tell the kids that and have some fun with it. But no,
I don't want them.
It is... No, it's like a corn pop.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Right.
Yeah, like a caramel. It's very good.
It's like
a
kettle corn pop.
I don't like kettle corn, but all right.
Okay.
I'm good.
You'll like it.
I'll
anyway,
eat some beaver balls.
They're good. Nuggets, beaver nuggets.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I want to talk about the Giants. Why I think they may have the edge with Harbaugh is a couple things. One, they after interviewing Antonio Pierce tomorrow, they'll have satisfied the Rooney Rule, which
correct.
They'll be the first team to do that.
Correct.
So I think once you get Harbaugh in the door, the Dolphins will be behind in that sense. So I think may have the advantage there over the whole Chad Alexander thing and GM thing. And I think at the end of the day, whether he wants Joe Shane or not, ownership, this may be, unfortunately, Tom Mara's last decision to make. And this is Tom Coughlin 2.0. So I think they're not going to let him out of the door, just based off of that.
I think that's you're thinking the right way. That's how this should go. I give the Giants credit. We questioned it yesterday. They've come up big. They Raheem Morris interviewed. Antonio Pierce is going to be interviewed. So they've now satisfied the Rooney Rule, which is very smart. The Dolphins, having just fired Mike McDaniel today, obviously they could very quickly catch up and do the same exact thing and interview guys.
And he's already out. He is not meeting. He's taking his daughter back to college.
Like Harbaugh.
Harbaugh is not meeting with anyone until after the weekend.
Right, which, again, that does not negatively impact the Giants 100%.
No, but by the end of the weekend, theoretically, Miami could have met the same criteria.
Right. And theoretically, another team or two might have an opening.
Bingo.
But the reality is that you know for a fact right now, John Harbaugh is willing to come to New Jersey and meet with the Giants. So the caller said, I happen to agree with. You've gotten all the potential pratfalls out of the way. All right. Now, if you think Harbaugh's the guy, everybody does. Then, like you've said, he said, I've said, you don't let him leave without his name on a piece of paper. And I hate to say this because I do like Joe Shane. He's a nice guy. But if part of the deal has to be that he gets to bring Chad Alexander with him, the assistant general manager of the Chargers, who obviously knows Jim Harbaugh very, very well, and they vouch for each other, then I hate to say it because I don't want to be cavalier, you know, with Joe Shane, then the answer is yes. We will make that happen. And then you turn around and you do exactly what Joe Shane did to Saquon Barkley. For those of you that don't know all the intimate details of it, Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones were both at the facility and the clock was ticking down to when they had to make a decision. And you had Saquon in one room or his agents, and you had Danny and his guys, or just his guys, you get the point, in the other room. And that's when they decided, we're giving Daniel Jones the deal. Saquon's going to be a free agent. So you do. They've Joe Shane has done that to others.
Franchise tag him.
Yes, Joe Shane has done that to players. Unfortunately, it's the world they live in.
Stop being kind. It's not unfortunate. Joe hit the bricks. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, your record is your record. The results are the results. This is a once-in-a-generation type coach that the Giants have an opportunity to bring in here and change the entire organization. You haven't warranted keeping your job. So
and
if that's what it takes to get him, I don't even say unfortunately. Sorry, Joe. Under different circumstances, it worked bringing you back. It no longer works.
Right. And do exactly what the Dolphins just did to Mike McDaniel.
Absolutely.
Turn your back on a guy you said was coming back.
Bingo.
But that's the way this game works. And that's how it works. So, and I'll tell you something else. If the Giants are getting the first crack at Harbaugh, it seems like they might, just based on having the Rooney Rule satisfied, then nobody else should be allowed to talk to him. Meaning, yep. Give us the number, tell us who you want the GM to be, and whatever that number is, and whatever the GM's name is, the answer from us is yes. We're not negotiating. We're not quibbling. You want the big corner office? I'll move Chris Maurer out. No problem. What do you want? Without leaving here, without your name on a piece of paper.
It has to be the way
and that's how it is. That's how I negotiated my deal with the fan. Same exact thing.
Yeah. when they bring him in.
I want Big Mac.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, fine. You can have him.
Yeah.
That's how it went.
Yeah, right.
Just like that.
Right. And that's when you said, but his name can't be on the show.
That's the deal.
Oh, okay.
But I said it can be with Big Mac.
Oh, with.
With.
Right, okay.
Carton show
with.
Big Mac.
Right.
There you go.
Well, but I agree with you. If now that they've met the rules, the minute he comes into the building, you have to convince him to stay.
Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, if you're tired of dealing with neck pain, I am, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samwell Institute for Pain Management, Dr. Shah, Dr. Cohen, Dr. Cedapara. They got offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston, New Jersey. And here's the best part. They focus on non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments, real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. Don't just take my word for it. Thousands of five-star reviews. Trust Samwell. Turn to Samwell Pain for relief. Go to SamwellPain.com. That's SamwellPain.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.